The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray on this Frequent Flyer Day. So on Frequent Flyer Day, Rose, do the airlines throw you big posh parties with champagne? And you probably didn't even know.
Yeah. Pre-COVID, that happened all the time.
On their little website, it says, flying is the second greatest thrill known to man. Do you know what the first greatest thrill would be, according to them?
I am very afraid to say.
Landing.
Oh, and then are you ever on these planes where people applaud
when they land? Like, okay, they do this every day.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they do.
Yeah.
You're fine, people. So how are you this week?
I am really, really good. So first of all, thank you, Colleen Allsburg, for filling in for me last week.
She did a great job.
I was actually traveling during the time that you guys were on, so I couldn't even live stream it. But thanks to our good friend Isaac, who sends me the podcast, and then I can post it on our website on Monday morning, I was able to listen to it, and it sounded like you guys had fun.
Always fun getting together with Colleen.
Yeah, exactly. So I could not travel if it wouldn't be for people like Colleen who fill in for me. So thank you very much for doing that. Secondly, I will talk a little bit about my trip if time allows. But this week was so full of good news for the travel industry that I have to share. I am just little Susie Sunshine when it comes to good news for travelers. First of all, maybe in the nice to know category, Real ID, which was supposed to take effect last year, and then they Homeland Security pushed it up another year, has now pushed that up to May 3rd of 2023.
Okay.
So you do not have to get Real ID to travel domestically using your driver's license as your form of ID. So that's an extension of 19 months.
Okay.
Because they still feel like it's problematic to get into a DMV to get this taken care of. So thank you for that.
But you know, come 2023, people will still be complaining they didn't know and they didn't have time to get it done.
Well, and that's my job to get that news out. So that's what we're talking about. So secondly, and I had to laugh because Steve Scafidi had mentioned my name about three times on his show on Thursday or Friday when the news came out Wednesday, I think. The CDC has finally loosened up a little bit. If you recall, there was a no-sail order, and there actually still is a no-sail order in place. And then they gave the cruise lines a 40-page document with such ridiculously difficult terms and conditions that the cruise lines basically said, we can't make this happen. We don't understand what you're asking for. We can't make this happen. So kudos to people like Frank Del Rio, who is the president of NHL, which is a Norwegian holding company or something. That's Norwegian Cruise Lines, Oceania, and Regent. Also, Richard Fain, that's Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Cruises. Also, ASTA, which is the American Society of Travel Advisors. They all went to bat for the travel industry, for the cruise industry, and said, look, we can't live like this anymore. So what Frank Del Rio did is said, here's the deal. We're just going to start sailing in July, and we're just going to make it mandatory that everybody, crew and passengers, 100% is vaccinated.
Oh.
Now, that was pretty brave on his part because under 12 can't get vaccinated right now.
Okay.
So that eliminates children, right? So the CDC said, man, you know, we really probably... So they came out with a 4-page document that the news outlets and some travel experts got their hands on, and it's pretty simple. It says 95% of the passengers must be vaccinated and 98% of the crew must be vaccinated. So that gives us a little wiggle room on the children and that kind of thing. So I don't know too many details because nobody's seen the document per se. It's not, I've not seen it, but what it means for those of us who sell cruises and love cruising and want to cruise, we're going to be cruising probably middle of July from the United States. These cruise lines had to make crazy contingency plans where they were going to sail out of St. Martin, and they were going to sail out of Bermuda, and they were going to sail out of Greece because they couldn't sail out of U.S. ports. So that's just excellent news. We're absolutely delighted and thrilled, and hope that all those people that had those 2021 cruises that were happening mid-July and moving forward, they're going to happen. Now, there will be certainly some that don't, maybe too long, maybe the itinerary has changed or what have you, but stay tuned for that exciting news. The other thing that might happen is there might be a couple of opportunities for cruises to sail out of Seattle to Alaska.
Oh.
Now, remember, Holland America and Princess just shut down their Alaska sailing program right this summer, but a couple of the other cruise lines are saying we might squeeze a couple in. And truthfully, that would be so great for the Alaskan people. Their entire world revolves around tourism, and they had none last year, and right, it looked like they were going to have none this year.
That's
so
pretty big
news. That's pretty exciting. So stay tuned for more information about that. I will certainly take questions about that. I know some about it, but I don't know everything. So tell me when we're up against a break, because I have
news. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Get your questions in for Rose Gray. She obviously has more announcements to make, so we'll be back on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Good morning. 918.53 on the way up to a high of 78 near the lake. 82 inland. Going to be nice, but you're going to have to strap your hat on because it's going to be windy. So
It is. I did an extra layer of hairspray today, Dayton. How about
It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
You look lovely. So tell us how you have more announcements.
Yes.
What else is going on?
So I'm segueing from the good news from the CDC into the fact that on March 19th, we will be doing a Platinum Partner Series, and I always try not to pop my peas when I do that, but we've done a number of these with our Platinum Partners, and this one is with Holland America, and it's called Navigating Cruise Waters. And what we're going to do on that one is basically tell you, with myself and Colleen Allsburg, we're considered cruise experts, and a representative from Holland America, what's going on in the cruise industry, protocols, safety, how you get on, what the itineraries are going to look like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Navigating Cruise Waters, you can register by going to our website, foxworldtravel.com, resources, then vacation, travel, shows, and events, and you will see that one pop up along with March 12th, so a week prior, the 2022 Fox Group launch. It's called The Race for Space. We know people are going to be clamoring,
yes,
for these opportunities, so you will not want to miss that one as well. So May 12th, group launch, May 19th, Platinum Partner Series, Holland America, Navigating Cruise Waters.
You say May, and it sounds so far away, but today's May 1st.
It's
May Day.
So one other thing that came out this week is the fact that the EU, now remember, that's 27 collective countries in Europe. Not all countries belong to it. The UK does not. They left the EU a year or so ago. Announced that they will probably start reopening in July.
Okay.
For vaccinated visitors from various countries, including the United States. So we're just elated with that news. I mean, I've been just waiting for somebody to say something, and we don't know what it means yet, because we, again, heard the news out of Brussels a couple of days ago, and it was just in a general announcement that the EU is open to the idea of letting vaccinated people into their country.
Okay.
So
we don't know how that looks, is because I got a pretty flimsy little paper card from Walgreens when I got my vaccine.
Right.
Is that all I need to show? It seems like it'd be so duplicatable, and like, I don't know. It's just interesting.
It's an ongoing process right now. The EU, the people in the United States, Homeland Security, all kinds of people are involved. And the CDC says this is going to be a private endeavor, that they're not going to get involved in any kind of a digital passport, vaccine passport, or anything like that, that it's going to be something out there that some company or more than one. I believe there may be more than one way to do this, but it's going to be something that's digital, because who doesn't want that on your phone? But again, then you have that anxiety of what if my phone dies and all that kind of stuff. But at this point in time, yeah, that would be it. I've already taken a picture of my little card on my phone, just so I have that in my iWallet, as it were. And I call it my golden ticket, because it makes me feel like I'm going to be one of the first people that does get to travel.
So. You don't like to travel, do you?
No, not much at all.
All right. Get your questions in for Rose on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. You had mentioned Seattle Cruises. Michelle's on the line. We'll get to her next on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 924. My name's Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, and the line is 855-616-1620. Michelle calling in from Florida, it looks like. Let's jump over to Michelle. Good morning. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning. We have a cruise booked with Princess at the end of September that's originating in Seattle, but going to U.S. ports. Our final port is Victoria, Canada, which I believe is still closed. My understanding is that on cruises that originate in the United States, they have to go to a foreign port. Is that true?
That is true.
Like,
yep. So it's called the Jones Act. Yep. It's an old law that the merchant marines put out there like in 1920 something. And it says that anything that originates from a U.S. port must touch a foreign port. And so that is where they're still holding out hope that something will happen with Canada opening and the Seattle departure a possibility. Or they may waive that Jones Act for a year, or who knows what. But at this point in time, celebrity website, Holland America website, Princess websites, webinars with Norwegian Cruise Line and Oceania and Regent yesterday, the ones that haven't canceled totally yet are saying we're holding out hope.
So our final payment is due at the end of June. Would you recommend that we make airfare reservations then? Because I certainly don't want to wait too long to do that and not be able to get into Seattle.
The one good thing about making the airline reservations now is that most major carriers, I dare say all major carriers, have now eliminated change fees. So that although the ticket itself will be non-refundable, in other words, you can't say, well, now I want my money back because the cruise isn't going, you can make changes, and the changes are very broad in scope and give you lots of opportunities to, you can even change destinations, you can use them for quite a good long period of time. They at least allow you to use the value of the ticket toward the purchase of another ticket without a penalty. So that's at least some hope.
Okay, we have a trip also planned to Mazatlan, Mexico next January, and with American, made the airline reservations with American and had to pay an additional fee in order for it to be refundable. Is that in that situation, is that meaning that I could just cancel it if something like Mexico gets crazy with COVID again or something like that? Is that what that means, why you pay the extra money?
If you pay a higher fare to make that ticket completely refundable, then yes, then you absolutely can say, I want my money back.
Right, rather than a credit.
Correct.
Okay, great.
Thanks for calling,
all right,
Michelle.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Let's stick on that cruise line for a minute, because we have a text here at 855-616-1620. It says, I was told by my cruise line that I cannot go back-to-back cruises because the limit is 7 days.
Yeah.
Is that still true?
There. That's the gray area of this new announcement that we heard from the CDC. We don't know what's going on. Most cruises are actually 7, 8, or 9 days, and the 7 days we know what's going on with, the other ones, not so much yet. So wait and see. I might have more good news next week.
All right. Well, we always like the good news. We got time to take a call here from Dwayne in Broadhead. I think I know the answer, but we'll see if you know the answer. Dwayne, what's your question?
Yes, I was wondering about this True ID and air flights, and also if it extends to stuff like Greyhound and Amtrak and any other mass transit?
I don't know about Greyhound. I do not know the answer to that, but I do know that Amtrak has said, yes, they are going to ask for a real ID just like the airlines.
On the same timetable?
Same timetable, because Real ID basically is something from the Homeland Security. That's like a government agency that is making this mandatory, and they're working in conjunction with Amtrak and the FDA and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know about Greyhound. I actually will have to look that one up for you, but I do know Amtrak is going to require it as well.
It sounds like the only way to travel nowadays is your own car.
Well, but the real ID is really not that difficult to get. You don't have to have a passport to get it. You can show up. If you check it out online, there's a lot of different pieces of information there. And all you really just need to have a notarized birth certificate and some other things. So it's not terribly difficult to get. And I would think that between now and the 2023, does your driver's license expire?
No.
Oh, when does it expire?
2025.
Oh, yep. So you've got you have 19 months to get it together.
Do they waive extra charges if you're just getting a new license for this?
That's a funny question. That was rhetorical, right?
I think you pay for the real ID no matter what.
Yeah, of course you do. Dwayne,
calling. They give you a free license for voting if your birthday is between now and the next election.
Okay, but is that from the DNR?
No, DMV.
The DMV gives you a voter's license.
Voter.
Oh, voters. I thought you said voter. Yeah. I'll have to look that up, Dwayne. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll find out for you.
Dwayne poses all sorts of great questions. Dwayne, thanks for your phone call. That line is 855-616-1620. Right now, we'll take a break. Jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, I'm Dayton Kane and with Rose Gray, taking your questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Coming in from the 715 area code, what are the current travel requirements to the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Okay, so at this point in time, people were very excited about exploring the possibility of going to the U.S. Virgin Islands because, remember, you need a negative COVID test if you're coming back from a country, you know, outside the U.S. And many of these all-inclusive resorts and things like that were providing these free COVID tests. So now, but because the U.S. Virgin Islands, which basically is St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix, is part of the United States, just like Puerto Rico, you really didn't need to have a test to come back from those places.
Right.
So people were looking at that. So right now, they're saying that they're going to be eliminating the need for you to present a negative COVID test soon. I don't know the date for sure, if you have a vaccine. So
on that note, somebody texted in and said, why don't you do a digital version of your vaccine card? Then you copy it, shrink it down, laminate it so it actually fits in your wallet because the other ones
don't. There you go.
And then keep the original one at home so in case you lose any of those other forms. I'm like, hey, that's a good idea.
Right. And, you know, John Mercure had a forum this past week, Monday or Tuesday, and one of the callers asked the guest, which was a physician from Frederick, what he thought would happen if you lost that card. And, of course, he didn't really know the answer. But John said, what I would say is then you'd have to go to your medical professional that provided that vaccine, and then you'd get another copy of it. Would it be a hassle? Sure. But I would treat that vaccine card like I would treat any important document, including my passport. I'm locking that away. I'm having that handy for when I next need to show it. So it's not something that you should frivolously be handling is the way I'm saying
it. I got mine done at Walgreens, and the person before me got their second shot and is like, oh, I forgot my card. They just wrote him another one and handed it to him. So that's why this is such a weird time in all of our lives when it comes to this proof of vaccine and how is that going to affect our lives. And it's an interesting place to be.
Right. I completely agree. So we got some more good news over the week. The Bahamas is now not going to require a negative test. So you're still going to have that negative test to come back into the United States.
Okay.
But unlike Mexico and the Dominican Republic and some of the other Caribbean destinations, you don't need to prove negativity to enter, just to return.
Okay.
So that helps with the Bahamas, opens up another new place that doesn't require the negative test. Then we also got news this week that Sun Country is going to be flying out of Milwaukee. Sun Country is a Minneapolis-based airline that's been around for a long time, kind of had highs and lows throughout its career. They're going to be flying Milwaukee to Minneapolis, Las Vegas, Fort Myers, Phoenix, and Cancun. Minneapolis, Las Vegas starting in August, Fort Myers, Phoenix, and Cancun starting in December.
Okay.
So those are maybe going to be seasonal. Maybe Phoenix and Fort Myers and Cancun would be seasonal, winter only. We shall see. But when you can get a nonstop flight out of Milwaukee, it just makes things more wonderful in the world of flying. So now we've got news that JetBlue is coming to Milwaukee to fly to JFK in Boston, Spirit Air to Las Vegas, LAX, and Orlando, and now we've got the Sun Country news. What does it mean when an airline comes to Milwaukee and especially giving us nonstop service? More competition. And what does more competition mean? Better airfares for the consumer. So,
which is always good.
It's a good news thing. So keep that in mind. We also did hear from the TSA this week that masks, which were mandatory through, I think, the middle of May, are now going to be mandatory within the airport. And then the airlines are all jumping on the bandwagon and saying, while you fly as well. So the FDA is joining in with that, saying September 30th right now.
Okay.
So that's, you know, people are looking for end dates for these things, and that gives you a reference.
At least until they push it back again.
Right, and they will.
They
probably.
They do. But that's how it works. This is our new target, and we'll see where we get to. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We have 20 minutes left on the Fox World Travel Show. Don't wait until there's 5 minutes left to make the phone call. Isaac is here waiting to pick up your phone call in the producer's booth on WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton came in with Rose Gray, 944. It's going to be nice outside, but windy. 78 near the lake, 82 inland today. The Kentucky Derby going on. People getting excited about that. The phone lines are lit up. We made Isaac work, which is good. So we're going to get to that. But first, a couple of texts came in about the COVID-19 vaccination and proof. The Wisconsin Immunization Online Registry records all vaccinations, and you can actually pull up your vaccination record, which I didn't know, if you go to dswir.org, hfswir.org. And you can see your records right there. So there's another way to prove
one
that you
source
got
to look it up there if you
go.
Lose that card.
So 855-616-1620 is the number. Let's go over to Jackie in Muskego. Good morning, Jackie. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning. My question is, we're hoping to plan a trip to Ireland maybe in September or August. And I was wondering if you know when Ireland might be opening up so that you would no longer have to quarantine.
Well, they are part of the EU. So they were part of that that announcement that came out from Brussels as they were all meeting this past week that said they hope to open EU countries to vaccinated Americans, but they didn't actually say U.S. citizens. They said vaccinated people from certain areas, but we took that to mean the United States by mid-July. That's what they're hoping for. Now, something to keep in mind, are you going to just Ireland, or is there some other part of the U.K. on your list, like England, Scotland, Wales, or Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland would be included.
Okay, Northern Ireland is not part of the EU, and so it would be a little that's gray area where we don't know what's going on, because the United Kingdom is behaving since Brexit and since they've left the EU, that they act differently. They're not part of that contingency. So you may have to get two pieces of information or not travel to any of those. So Ireland is part of the EU. Northern Ireland is not.
Okay. Would it be wiser then to plan it a year from now rather than trying
personally,
to go in?
Yeah. Personally, at this point, I'm moving everything to 2022. I mean, we're hoping that Danny Clayton and I are going to Norway in July. We're hoping that I'm going to be on a river cruise with Jeff Wagner in September. We're feeling like that's what that EU announcement might mean. But if I was in the very beginning planning stages and I didn't have anything on the books, I would probably look to 2022.
All right. Thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For your help.
That
Thanks, Jackie. Have a good weekend. Julie has the same question. Let's see. Is there any more to that question, Julie, that you need answers on?
Well, it sounds like it's not a good idea to go to Ireland, but what about Iceland in July?
Yeah, Iceland is one of them that opened up, said they were going to open up. Greece is one of them that said they were going to be opening up. They've not given us a date yet, but they were the front runners in making the announcements. So they're looking more promising.
Okay, thank you so
You're
much.
Enjoy
welcome.
Your trip. Thank you, Julie. Julie, listening to Madison, probably at WTMJ.com or on our app. You can listen all over. We've had people calling in from Florida
exactly.
today, all over the place. John is right here in Milwaukee. John, what's your question this morning?
Yeah, hi, Rose. I was wondering if you have heard of anything. We had our 25th anniversary planned for last year, and because of the COVID, we had to cancel. And we have timeshares. And they seem to absolutely care less. We had to cancel our vacation, and they said, well, I said, well, are you doing anything? Because there's nobody filling these buildings up, but all the maintenance fees are all the same. If you don't use your points, you're going to lose them. I'm sorry I got into this, I'm sure.
Well, and this is where I was going to go with my answer, John, which is not going to be helpful at all. We in the travel industry know very, very little about how the timeshares work, because you are bypassing a travel agent and you're dealing with directly with the timeshare company. What we do know about timeshares is that when we take people to resorts, it has become very common for them to be selling timeshares to our customers. And, you know, we let everybody know what our feeling is about it. We say, you know, once you basically get into bed with the timeshare people, we can't help you anymore. We're cut out of the picture, basically. So I'm sure there's a bunch of people that will call in and tell me that timeshares are the most wonderful thing in the world. But what is your recourse if you're not happy with the way things are moving along? Can you take it up with the timeshare poopa, the grand poopa of all timeshares? I mean, who do you have to go back to complain to?
Right.
Well, we try online, but until you go to your next timeshare weekend, which is actually going to be in June to Chicago, they always rope you into a speech for an hour.
Right.
And I'm going to be doing a lot of venting.
Well, good luck with that. And then I also do hear a commercial every once in a while on ESPN and a few other radio stations that say, we buy timeshares. Maybe you want to look into that.
Well, yeah, I tried that too, and they said, send us $1,000 and we'll try to buy a timeshare.
All right, John. Well, good luck with that. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We do need to take a break. Just a few minutes left, so get your calls in at 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. 855-616-1620 is the number. We have about 5 minutes left to get to your questions. Let's jump right to the phone line. Teresa in Pewaukee, how are you and what's your question?
Yes, I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I'm 75. When I was close to 70 years old, I got my Wisconsin ID. I don't drive, and I've got almost a quarter million points with my Amtrak. Yes, we were. So I'm going to be starting pretty soon to do my train travel. But I'm wondering, do I need to be worried that I need to go and get my, it's just permanent on my ID.
Right, but
because
that's
when I got.
Yep, but that's from the state of Wisconsin. So what this Homeland Security edict that came out several years ago, and then President Trump went ahead and extended it, and now the Biden administration has gotten the Homeland Security to extend it. By 2023, May 3rd of 2023, you're going to need what's called a real ID, because there are so many different forms of ID that are being accepted that what they want is a star in the right-hand corner of your ID that shows that you showed, Dayton even looked it up. It's a social security card, a birth certificate,
proof
a
of
passport.
Address.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I can go over to the federal building, for example, and get my star on my ID then?
I'm not sure if you can get it at the federal building. These are being issued by the DMV, as far as I know.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure, because I'm going to be going to places like Whitefish, Montana,
sure.
And over by Portland, Maine, and stuff. And I'm just doing the train, and then I am doing a cruise ship, which is one of those over there by Vancouver, Washington, and Oregon, and stuff like that.
Okay, and then do you have a passport for the Canadian portion of that trip?
Oh, we're not going to the Canadian side. We're just going to go over to near Astoria, Oregon, and over by Stevenson.
Okay, so you don't need a passport card or a passport book then, is what you're saying?
Right. What I have, I don't know. I guess they figured if I got mine when I was close to 70, I probably wasn't going to live to be 90. Maybe that's the thing I was thinking.
Yeah, I would definitely check with the DMV, because I still think, I mean, you've got time. It's May of 2021, and this isn't going into effect for 2 years. Yeah. So.
Right. I'm not doing that cruise. I got the only single cabin on the Empress, the American Empress, in the entire ship. Otherwise, it would have had to pay double occupancy.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. It's not until December, the beginning of December 2022. So I have plenty of time to save up for it and everything else. I just want to make sure I'm not going to run into a problem with it works good over at the bank, but maybe it might not work good if I'm traveling.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well,
check it out.
Good luck.
Thanks,
and safe travels, Teresa. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We have like 2 minutes left. What do you need to talk
about,
Rose?
So we really need to hit up the fact that there are two opportunities for you to listen to me more than just Saturday morning. I will be doing, along with several other people from the group department, the Fox Group Vacations launch 2022. We've got them all out now. This is very exciting news. So right now, when you go to our website and go to the resources tab, you will find vacation travel shows and events, and you can sign up there. Also, under travel, when you go to vacation travel, you will see Fox Group Vacations. All of the 2021 and 2022 groups are up there now, but you've got to do the work. So Iceland in July of 2022, Magnificent Switzerland in August of 2022, Croatia in August of 2022, Poland. Colleen talked about that last week, I know. Best of Italy, Splendors of Budapest, Vienna, and Prague, Southern Italy and Sicily. We've got lots of new groups that are out there for 2022. You won't want to miss that particular opportunity for you to hear about those. And then May 19th, Cruising Experts. You can sign up for both of those online. If all of that was too fast and too much, 866-GO-FOX-GO. We're manning the phones from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. during the week. And you can just let somebody know that you're interested, and they can sign you up as well.
Indeed. FoxWorldTravel.com. Rose, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week. And coming up next, Danny Clayton and the financial gurus at the Annex Wealth Management Team in next Money Talk, after we get an update with Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.